So the Netherlands was a dynamic country and a very wealthy one. It was a republic. Only in the 19th century did the Orange family become a royal family instead of just leaders of the state. It was also a very urban society. Agriculture became less and less important over the course of the century, and the other major industries, especially herring fishing, shipbuilding, and textiles, but also pottery and brickmaking, were not land-based. Perhaps most important, this was a middle-class society. The wealth and the political power were concentrated in the hands of the upper middle class, the regents, who lived in the crowded cities on or near the coast and the sea. The few aristocrats were tied to the land and less relevant as time went on. All of these factors created a demand for many, mostly small paintings, for homes with a number of small rooms, and for pictures of the world familiar to them, above all, landscapes, but also family portraits, still lifes, and genre scenes, that is, scenes from everyday life, the market, the boudoir, and the tavern, with fewer and fewer religious scenes. The society I have described, of course, could in many ways be our own, an urban, middle-class republic, affluent, and in many respects, increasingly secular. For whatever reasons, Rembrandt is more than relevant today. He's almost as much a media icon as the Mona Lisa. I would like to concentrate today on Rembrandt's etchings because his use of the medium was new and highly experimental, and because these multiples were meant to be seen by a wide audience. He made so many etchings, over 250 of them, that he could not help revealing himself, his own emotions, from arrogance to self-pity and self-doubt, as well as his family and the world he encountered as he walked the streets of Amsterdam.